I'm haunted by a question I was asked a few years ago. After our noon mass, a young couple was sitting in the back row of the church, and the young man, who was Anglo, the woman, Latina, and the baby, well, the baby was just adorable. The young man rather nervously said to me, "We've never been here, and I'm not Catholic, and so I don't really know how it works. And I see all of these people, and I just would like to know, do you all have room for us in your church?" I felt a little like the innkeeper in Bethlehem looking at that couple. "Yes, we have room for you. We have room for you and your wife and your baby." I'm haunted by that question because I never saw them again. And I wonder if God sent them to stop by here that Sunday simply to ask if we could make room for them. I do not know the rest of their story, but the question occurs to me nearly every time I walk past the back row in this church. Do you have room? Can you make room? Is there room for me? 40 days after Easter, Jesus gave the Great Commission and his blessing to the apostles, and he went to make room for us in heaven. It's not that heaven lacked space. Now, Jesus did not need to go and build a new subdivision. Heaven was all spiritual. There were no bodies there. Nothing from our world was there. Just spirits and angels and great music and the eternal song of praise that is sung before the Most High God. And Jesus brought his body, risen and glorified, but still bearing the marks of the wounds of his passion, into the kingdom of heaven. So with the ascension of Jesus, there is now something of this world in the next. The body of Jesus Christ has entered into the temple not made by human hands. He has made room for us. He has made room for our bodies, which will be glorified on the last day. Christ made room for us in the kingdom. Christ has room for us in the house of the Father. But Christ is not only making room in heaven. That's not the only place he wants to dwell and build and decorate. He promised his apostles and he promises us that he will be with us always, even until the end of the world. Jesus keeps his promise. He is with us because in the ascension of Jesus to the right hand of the Father, the power and the presence of his earthly ministry passes into the sacraments of the church. He took part of this world into heaven. And now Jesus takes part of this world and brings heaven to us. In the waters of baptism and the words of reconciliation, Jesus is making room in each of our souls. With the anointing of confirmation, Christ is setting his seal and making his mark. Jesus is decorating the house with the power of the Holy Spirit. He is making room and taking room. Jesus is decorating and consecrating. And with the anointing of the sick, Jesus brings the healing power that opened the eyes of the man born blind to us. Jesus himself continues to heal and to comfort and to console. In both marriage and ordination, Jesus gives the church and the world a living sign of his love. In both marriage and ordination, Jesus shows the church and the world a radical image of his radical love. And in the Holy Eucharist, he makes room for his body in our bodies. He builds up our body with his body so that our body will eventually join his body in heaven. Jesus made room in heaven for you and for me with his ascension. Jesus makes room in you and me for heaven in his sacraments. But Jesus doesn't force. He is not a violent conqueror. He is the good shepherd who knocks at the door of my life and yours and says, "Do you have room? Can you make room? Is there room for me?" Amen.